Gemara Sanhedrin, the Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omar Rav Yochanan, that Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda ben Roitz, Ubei Shammai, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Kiva, all these mandiyomim, Kulo Svirulu, Yeshem Lemikra. So you all heard that you go after the Mikra the way we read the Pasuk, and not the way the Pasuk is given over. And there's a difference sometimes. We read it one way, even though it's given over a different way. So you see, Rebbe Yodrosi go after Yeshem Lemikra. How could you say, Rebbe holds, it says like the Nishal and not the Noshal? Versus true, you're right. And Heine de Kormelu, the Yed. That's why Rebbe before had to say a second reason. Rebbe said, it says in Zereshava. It says the word Eitz Lamal, and it says the word Eitz Lamata. In the same passage it says the Koras Eitz. So there it means clearly they went to chop down the wood. But just like over there it means the wood, here also it means the wood went flying. So sure, it's not the Machlokes. Yeshem Mikra, Yeshem Maseiros, Machlekes is whether you make a very shovel of eight or not. Amar Papa, man de shada piso levikla. Someone takes a cluster of mud, of dirt, and throws it to a palm tree. The also tamri, he shakes the dates. The also tamri, the dates come down now. The carton, and it kills somebody. So you threw a cluster of dirt to the palm tree, and you shook the part of the date. The day came down and killed somebody. There's this look, so he says, Bonu, you should know, the Machlekes, the Rebbe of Rabbanim. This is totally the Machlekes, Rebbe and the Rabbanim. Because this is a Chur Shiloh, like the wood went flying. It's like you're chopping wood. We have a Machlekes, Rebbe and the Rabbanim, when you have your hatchet and you're chopping wood, if the wood goes flying, are you chayav golos or not? According to Rebbe, you're chayav golos. According to Chum, in such a case, you're potter from golos. It could be that, according to the Rabbanim, is korav lepshia. You should have watched yourself. Like, you know when you're chopping wood, wood goes flying. That's not called the shegeg, that's called korav lepshia. According to Rabbanim, you'll be potter from golos. Only when the metal itself goes flying, that's the real shegeg. That you don't think about, that the metal will go flying. But according to Chum, no. If the metal goes flying, you korav loinus. That you don't have to think about at all. That's why the Rabbanim play your part there. But when the wood goes flying, that's when you chayav according to the Rabbanim. The opposite. That's when the wood goes flying, that's when Rebbe says you chayav golos. So now, here also it's the same way. When you threw the cluster of dirt to the palm tree, and you made the date come down, that's l'chur, like chopping wood, and the wood goes flying. So according to Rebbe, you'll be chayav golos. And according to Chumim, you'd be potter. So the Gemara says, Shita, of course. The Gemara says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say, Kekayach Kaychedomi. Maybe it is like a second Kayach that you should be potter. It's Kekayach Kaychedomi. Kamash Malon. In other words, fish line, though, when you have the hatchet, when you hit the tree, the hatchet is in your hand, so it's like your hand pushing away the wood. So that's called Kayach. But over here, you took the cluster of dirt and you threw it. So it left your hand. So I would have thought to say, when it leaves your hand, that's the first kayach that it goes to hit the dates. When the dates come down, that's like the second kayach. So maybe you'd be potter from golos, even according to Rebbe. Kamash Lano, this is called kayachon. Still called your kayach. So the Gemara is so, and the kayach kayachon of Rebbe Hekim is kayachon. Where is there going to be a good case of kayach kayachon? If this is still called your kayak, so where's kayak kayak? So Moshe says, "Kagain, the shada pisam, you threw a cluster of dirt. You only hit the branch next to the cluster of dirt. You hit the branch. The ozel gaima, the branch goes now. Umachya lekavasam, and it hits the cluster of dirt. So again, you took your dirt and you threw it out a branch." The branch went and hit the cluster of dates and made the dates come down. The Asrei Tamri, the Yozo Tamri, the Kotul. That's called Kayach Kayachai. Because your Kayach was, you hit the branch. Now when the branch goes and hits the cluster of dates, that's called the second Kayach. So what caused the dates to come down to the second Kayach, then you'll be potter from Golis. But over here, where you take the cluster of, you take your dirt, and you throw it and hit the dates directly, that's still called your kayach. Since the cluster of dirt came from your hand, it's like your hand is hitting the dates, so your hand is causing the dates to fall down, that's called kayach, you'll be chayav golos. That's the chiddush over here. But according to Rebbe, in such a case, it's still chayav gomer. It's the axe and not the wood. If the wood would go flying, it's called korav lipshia. You'd be your pot from gomer. The Mishnah says,
Hazorik evel l'shus rabim. Someone throws the stone to the shus rabim. He's already going to kill somebody. So raise the gomer to give it the shagay. Still is chayav gomer. We'll see in the Gemara why. The Chuli is amazing. He should have known people are there in the Rishus Rabbi. We have Loza ben Yaakov Omer in the Shikashi Yotzev in the Yodei is a Mi'alocha. If you first drop a stone, you're on the 10th story of a house, and you drop the stone downwards. After you drop your stone, then somebody else puts out his head on the first floor, the Kibla, and the stone comes down on top of his head, Hareza Potter. Still your potter from Golos. Even though it's called you killed him b'shegi, you do not have intentions of dropping the stone on his head. The apostle from Golos, since at the time when you dropped the stone, his head was not there. His head first showed up later, that's a pseudo in Golos. Maybe it's like an honest, but too much of an honest. Yeah. You threw an oven in your own chotzer for Horad, so it depends. In Yesh Rishus and Nizik Lekonis Hashem, if the Nizik had a right to come into your property, Gaila, then you go to Golos, like it's called the Shoigay. But the Imlav, if nobody has permission to come in, ain't a Gaila, then you're an honest. You're allowed to chop wood in your own backyard if nobody's supposed to be there. Remember the first account you had before, Vasha Yavra for Yeyu Bayar, that you meet your friend in the forest. So we dash in Mahaya, just like a forest. Rishus and Nizik Lekonis Lekonis Hashem. A forest is a place that both the Nizik and Mazik have a right to come to. It's public property. Is that called the Shus, the Nizik and Mazik Likonishom. Every place that's open for both. Yotze comes out, Chotze Balabayis, Shein Rishus, the Nizik and Mazik Likonishom. That in your own Rishus, that the Nizik has no right to come in there, so therefore, you're a complete oinus. In your own backyard, you're allowed to chop down wood, but you're not supposed to think somebody's there. Therefore, you're potter. Abishur Lema like this, Ma Hatovas Eitim, just like cutting down wood, Rishus. It's always a Rishus. Like there's never a mitzvah involved to cut down wood. So we're talking about now the Chiyat Golos, if you're doing something, that's a Rishus. If you want to, you could. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But, so therefore, I'll call Rishus everything that's a Rishus. But Yotzav, Hamakes Benoi, a father that's trying to teach his son well, that hits him, and by mistake he kills his son, he's potter from Golos. Or else, Rav HaRoydeh Tamidoi. If a Rebbe is hitting his Talmud, and by mistake he kills him, he's potter from Golos. Or Shliach Bezdin. If Bezdin is giving somebody Malkus, and by mistake they give an extra crop, and they kill him, even though he killed him b'shegeg, still he's potter from Golos. Since they're Isaac in a mitzvah. That HaTovas Eitzim has to be something that's a reshus, nothing to do with the mitzvah. But if you're with the mitzvah, you're parted from Golos. What? So now the Gemara says, the Rishus HaRabim Mezidu. If you threw a stone into the Rishus HaRabim, what do you mean the Chayav Golos? The Chuyah Mezid. You're supposed to know people are there. Omer Rav Shmuel by Yitzchak, the first in the Chayislein. Not that you threw directly, just you have a weak wall and you pushed your wall down. First in the Chayislein. So the Gemara still, Yibayla Le'yuna, you should watch when you're doing it. Because you know people are there. The answer is the Sefer of Kosta Balayla. He did it at night time. During my story at night time, not too many people walk by, so therefore he's a Shagi. So the Mar no, Balayla Nami Burden the Yuni. Even at night time also, there are sometimes people walking by in the street. You're supposed to watch yourself at night. The answer is true of the Sefer of Kosta Liyashpa. He knocked down his wall to a junkyard. The Nashpa, the basic, he say, the people use it there. It's a junkyard. Torah says, "Hi, Yashpa Echidami." What are we talking about? Ish Chiyach Barav. If people use it often, so again for Shaya, again you're for Shaya. You're supposed to know people are there. So if you knock down your wall and kill them, you're amazed. Ilo Chiyach Barabim. Honestly, if nobody ever uses it, so who you're an honest, you should also be parted from Golos. On the apostle, the truth of the case is, El Yashpa for Asuya Lifanis Babalayla. It's a junkyard that people use it at night time for the basic kisei. People ease themselves there at night. But we ain't see the part of the yom. By daytime, most times nobody uses it. By daytime it's not used, it's too open. But the ikod the nikri the yosef. Once in a while, once in a blue moon, it happens that somebody does sit down to you and use it by daytime. So therefore, and you knock down your wall by daytime. So Pasheya Lehevei Dreina Silofanas Baba Yain. You're not called a real Pasheya because people normally do not use it by daytime. But on this Nam Lehevei, you're not called an honest either. You're not called like, you know, you don't have a Ptur. So Ika Dimitri Vyosif. Because sometimes you should have known it does happen that people use it easier by daytime. So therefore, you're called a good Shegei. This is 100% Shegei that you're Chayiv Golos. Reb Loza ben Yaakov Oimer. That if you drop a stone and the person puts out his head afterwards, you're potter. So turn around and word like this. Umotsu, the pasuk says umotsu over here, when you're chopping wood and it finds the person, so we dash in flat lamamti atatsmai. Hey, so umotsu means it was here before. That as soon as you hit the wood went flying, the other person's head was there. And excluding the case where you first put yourself in there later. Like here, you stick your head out the window after the stone is coming down. So mikanam Rav Loza ben Yaakov, in mishayotsu evim yodei, if after the stone left your hand, from the 10th story, Haisi Aloya, so I should have first on the 5th story put out his head, the Kibla and his head accepted, received the stone, Potter, and the stone killed him, the top one is Potter. Why? Because the Potter says, well, Motza, it has to be there from before. So, Lemaimah, what do you want to tell me? The Motza Mikor Mashma. The word Motza means it's found from before, the things were there before. So, the Gemara Ramin will have a question. I'll tell you the word of Motza means just the opposite. Here, Umotza says by gula to the goyel of property. It says Umotza. That means you sold your property. You sold the seyachuza. You have no money, and later you want to redeem it. You receive money later. The pasuk says the one that bought it has to sell it back to you. Oidashin Umotza, that you find money now. Plus lemotri, if you had property from before and you didn't want to sell it, that you cannot redeem it now with that property. What does that mean to say? Shlo yimoche v'rochek v'yigah b'karo. First, you needed money, so you sold one property you own. Now, later you decide that you're going to sell a further property you own, to get the money, and with that money, you're going to buy back the first property. The person does not have to sell it back to you anymore. Since at the time when you sold the first property, you had other property, so therefore that's not called umotza. Umotza means he only has to resell it back to you if you first get money now. It means at the time when you sold it, you were broke, you had nothing. So then you have a right to sell it, and if he receives money later, there's a din of a gula, he has to sell it back to you. But plus, if you have property anyway, that means lemotzshula yimochib rocha, you're not allowed to now sell your faraway property in order to yigah b'kor, to buy back the closer property. Or else for law, you can't sell now the bad property that you own, the yigah b'yofam, to buy back the good property that you sold. Why? Because it says umotza, matrimony if you find new money now, not the money you had from before. So tzira, does the word umotza mean what you had before, or does it mean only what you have now? Amarava, hocha minyana dekura, siyasa minyana dekura, the word could mean both. Umotza could mean from before, or could mean from now. But we have to see what each parish itself is talking about. Hosem in Yonah the Kroh. Umotza dumya de vestigu yodai. Here the pasuk says by gula clearly that first you're broke, so you sell your property for money. Then the pasuk says clearly if later you receive some money, vestigu yodai. That means your hand now receives new money, so with the new money you receive, you're allowed to buy back the property. Suma hastigu yodai. Mehashta, here it means clearly you receive money now. If somebody gave you money now, is that motza nami mehashta? Therefore, the word umotza, even by property, means only things that you first received now after you sold your property. But something you had from before, if you had property before, with that property you cannot redeem the property you sold. Hawk over here by Golas, or Niklas, minyani dekro. It says here, umotza dum yudiyar. It says umotza in the beginning of the passage says, you went into the forest. So my yah, just like the forest. When you go in there, everything is there already. When you walk into the forest, the trees are there already. Everything is there stationary. Is afumotza. When it says that you cut the wood and the wood found somebody, Nami, midi di isimikar. It also means something that was there from before. The Bekesed means the person that was there ready before. That when you're chopping your wood, that person was there ready. Therefore, you only chayv if he was there before. But mamsi, if he first brings his head there after you drop the stone, then you're possibly. Then the Mishnah says, Hazarika 7. If you throw a stone, you're a chutz with somebody that has no permission to be there. Omalei umra abon l'rova. Now it goes to the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, we also dash in a tovas of a yar, of a tree, is a reshuf. Maha tovas eitzim reshuf. Whenever you're chopping down chatovas, right, chatovas eitzim is reshuf. Chopping down wood is always up to you. There's never a mitzvah to chop down wood. So, omalei umra abon l'rova, mimai demach tovas eitzim. The Rishus, who told you we're talking about a Rishus? Dilma Machtova faced him the sukkah. Maybe the prophet was talking about somebody went to the forest to chop down wood to build a sukkah. The Machtova faced him the Marocho. Or somebody went down to the forest to chop down wood for the Marocho, for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach. And it's a mitzvah. How do you know to say it's only Rishus, not a mitzvah? They ask you to walk, even though you're doing a mitzvah now, Om Rachman Aligli. The Torah says, yes, that when you're chopping down this wood, the wood goes flying and kills somebody, you chayav goes. Omalei answered back, kivon diyamotzachotis. Since if you would find wood like we have wood for the sukkah, we just buy the wood from the store. So therefore, kivon diyamotzachotis is lav mitzvah, then there'll be no mitzvah to chop it down. Hashtanami lav mitzvah. That's only a proof that there's no real mitzvah chopping down the wood. That it's only a hechsher, the hechsher, the hechsher. The mitzvah of sukkah is to build the sukkah. There's no mitzvah to go down to chop the wood. And the riot proof is, if you have wood that's cut for a different purpose, you're allowed to use it. Because there's no mitzvah you have to do a ma'aseh cutting the shmor. It just means the mitzvah is just to have a sukkah. Or the eitzim for the marach also, there's no mitzvah to cut down the wood. Since there's no mitzvah in cutting the wood, when here cutting means a reshut. You don't have to. Eitz for Ravina Rova. It says in the Mishnah, Yotsu av, hamakes benoi, if the father is hitting his son, or else the Arab or Raiders Hamidai, or Siach Bezman, that their part doesn't go. So later, why don't I say, Kivon Gilu Gomer, Lav Mitzvah, like I understand if my son is doing bad, he doesn't learn, you have to hit him to put him on the right way. But what's going to be if you have a good son? Why don't I say, since if my son would be good, Kivon Gilu Gomer, if he would be a good son that's learning well, then I would not have to hit him, so the hitting is not a mitzvah then. If so, Lav Mitzvah, Hashtanami Lav Mitzvah. Even now when I hit him when he's dead, maybe it's not called a mitzvah. Like you're telling me since a time, like by Sukkah, that you do not have to cut down the wood, so that's the proof, something you do not have to do, it's never called a mitzvah. So maybe at certain times you don't have to hit your son, so it's never called a mitzvah, hitting your son. It's always only a hechsher that it's not called a mitzvah. Mer says no chiddush. Hosam by your own son, Afagav the Gomel. No matter how well and good he's learning, still mitzvah. There's still a mitzvah to hit him. He could always do better. He could always have more nachas from your son. Therefore, the pasuk says, Yaser bimchom v'nichecho. Like, Yaser means hit your son, give him mitzvah, and v'nichecho, then you'll have nachas from him. V'yitzeh ma'adonu l'nafshecho. And he'll give spices, nice things to your nefesh, to your soul. In other words, the more you miyaser him, the better he'll end up. Even though he's a good son now, you have a right to hit him even more. Because you know the more yisur you give him, the more nachash you'll end up having from your son. If any time a father hits his son, as long as it's not achzorius, as long as he's doing for the purpose of chinuch, it's something good. Hold over then you're over something like this. Lav milti diyam, it's not right what you're saying. The prophet says like this, Vashe yovo yesroyeyu biyar, that you met your friend in the forest. So that's like this. Ma ya, just like a forest. The boy ayah, the boy ayah, it's up to him to go in, or else not to go in. There's no mitzvah to go into a forest. So now, these sagadais, you can tell me now, mitzvah that we're talking about, it's a mitzvah over here, mitzvah do ayah, like if there ever a mitzvah to go into a forest you never have a mitzvah. So since it's not a mitzvah to go into a forest, we're talking about things that are not a mitzvah here. So that's another proof. That the pasuk of Golus is talking about where you're doing actions of a reshut, and not when you're doing actions of a mitzvah. Oh, Malay Ravada, Bar Avul Rovo, Korecha Dixiv Asher. The Yodi Ladaik from the word it says Asher, Vasher Yovi Yisrayeyu. The word Hashem means it's up to you. If you want to, yes. If you don't want to, not. So Hashem means the boy who. In other words, that's why I can't be talking about a mitzvah. Because it says, Vasher Yogis Yevayam. Means it's up to you to go into the forest, yes or no. If we're talking about a mitzvah, you would have to go in. That's the proof we're talking about where it's not a mitzvah. So yes, is that true that the word Vasher means just it's up to you, it's free, a free choice? Ele Meyata. When the prophet says, if so, when the prophet says, V'yishasher Yitzma, V'lo Yitzchato, if a person is coming, and he does not become tall, and he goes into the Mikdash, then he's Chayav Koris. You want to tell me, Iboy Mitma, Iboy Le Mitma? The Pasuk says, Asher Yitma. You want to tell me, only a type of a tumor that was up to him, it was his free will to become Tamei or not to become Tamei. So, Mace Mitzvah though, but what's going to be if the person had to take care of a Mace Mitzvah? That means he found a Mace that nobody else will take care of him. Over here, the Le Sagid Le Mitama. It's not up to him not to be Mitama, he has to be Mitama. He's talking about the potter. You want to tell me if this person, after he took care of the Mace Mitzvah, now he'll walk into the Mace Mitzvah, you want to tell me potter from Chorus? Because the potter says, V'yish Asher Yitzmon. V'Asher is Mashmoni, the Tumah came, because it was a free will Tumah. But a Tumah that you had to do, you want to tell me a potter, there's no such Svara. He says, no. There's different. Shani Yosem, the Yomakor, the potter says, Tumah Yiyah. Next, the potter says, Tumah Yiyah. The word Yiyah means, any type of Tumah he has,